Welcome back, everyone. We're going to start this session by talking about espresso and what it actually is. So in order to understand what espresso is, I think it's useful to compare it to another type of coffee, which is what we call filter coffee. So I've got an example here. Espresso here on the right, and I've got filter coffee here on the left. Now you can see that visually they look very different. The same amount of coffee was used to make both of these drinks, but the output is quite different. So the espresso being quite short, the filter coffee being quite long. So what this means is that the espresso is going to be a lot higher in strength, whereas the filter coffee is going to be a little bit more dilute. In order to put it into perspective just how strong each of these drinks are, within an espresso, about 8 to 12% of that is coffee, and 88 to 92% is usually water. Whereas with filter coffee, about 1.5% is coffee and 98.5% is water. So there's a massive difference in terms of strength. You also notice that the espresso has a thin layer of crema on top, and it's been sitting here for a little while and it's dissipated, but usually you'll notice it more prominently when it's made fresh from the machine. So you might be able to faintly see through the glass, there's a thin layer of foam on top of the espresso. So that's what we call crema. Now it's been sitting and dissipating for a little while, so it's gotten thinner, but usually when it's extracted from the machine and it's quite fresh, you'll notice it being a little thicker and a little more prominent. So that leads to our next point. So espresso is generally made behind what we call an espresso machine. Now the espresso machine is designed to brew coffee at extremely high pressure. This pressure allows us to extract more compounds and more out of the coffee in less time and with less volume as well. So within that 30 ml shot of espresso, we're able to extract a whole lot more. Whereas with filter coffee generally relies on time in order to brew the coffee. Not much pressure is involved, certainly not as much as espresso, which means you generally need a lot more time and a lot more water through the coffee in order to extract it to the right percentage. The espresso machine and the amount of pressure that's used is also one of the reasons why espresso is generally served with a layer of crema on top. And we're going to get into that a little bit more later on. Now, espresso particularly has been a big focus of mine for the majority of my career. A lot of that is thanks to barista competitions in which I have to serve espresso and milk-based drinks to a panel of judges, and they will judge my drinks based on the quality of the coffee I'm serving and how accurately I'm describing it to. So this leads to the next point as well, in that espresso is also the base for a lot of drinks that you will serve in the cafe. So we're going to be covering espresso coffee as well as drinks you can make using espresso in combination with milk throughout this course. Okay, so that's a bit of a rundown as to what espresso is and what makes it unique. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next video.